very evil regime that's trying to destroy this world. And I've tried to get people to study history and study the reality of what's going on. You know, I don't know if anybody has actually looked up the Georgia Guidestones. Has any of you looked up the Georgia Guidestones? Let's let the devil put in front of our faces and told us what his plans for us are. The Georgia Guidestones. Just look it up on the internet. You can find it. He tells us what he's going to do to us. And if we fall for it, it's on us. The stuff that I tell people about the devil is not just something to fill in a conversation. This is something for you to defend yourself. Be wise to the devil's ways. Yeah. The Georgia Guidestones? Georgia Guidestones. They set up Guidestones in Georgia. And the White Hats destroyed them. Georgia Guidestones. It describes how they wanted to decrease the population of this earth to 500,000 people. Because this is their exact description of us. In their eyes, we are useless eaters. We're using resources that they think they need. Don't think that the United States government will not take you out. If they got a chance, boom. They've been on a satanic mission for a long time. Some of these people have literally sold their souls to the devil for money, power, and prestige. And because of the way they've got the government designed, they own you. I know we walk around calling ourselves free men. But the very minute that you got your footprint put onto a birth certificate means that you got sold into debt slavery. And now you are chattel to them. And they look at you like just some kind of a resource that sometimes need to be thinned out. These are evil, evil people. And it's not just Democrats, it's Republicans too. And now we are infiltrating their system. And if you think that the devil has not infiltrated every square inch of your life, even right down to the church and the Bible, you're not right. Every single square inch he's messed with. But we're going to get into that a little bit, but it's going to be a glorious ending for us. See, the devil's losing. We just got a few more bumps we got to go through. But you have to know what they're doing. You have to. That's why I'm so adamant about warning people about these different programs they come up with, these different vaccines that they keep pushing. Stay away from them. Ronald Reagan said it the best. He said, if somebody comes up to you and says, I'm from the United States government, I'm here to help you, you need to put up your shield. They are not here to help you. They have not ever helped you. Not ever once. If they've ever given you anything, it was with a string attached to get you into more slavery. Your liberties have been destroyed. You still have some, what we call freedom, but your liberty is gone. Did anybody look up the Act of 1871 yet, other than Trevor? Need to Google it. Don't ask somebody about it. Google it. Google it and look it up. Understand what the devil has done with you. You know, there's an evil group of people called the Freemasons. And they destroyed your constitution. But God wins, and we go with Him. We get the victory because of Him. Now, do we have any announcements? Huh? Oh, okay. Do we have any praise reports? I got a praise report. We're almost delivered out of this evil system. We're so close. It's almost like the Israelites leaving Egypt. We're so close to being set free from the Babylonian system. Just know this, that the devil is going to lash out. You know he's going to lash out. He doesn't want to give up. But we win. You need to be as innocent as doves and wise as serpents. And you'll go through this. Now, do we have any prayer requests? Okay. Pray for this election. Come into agreement with these prayer warriors that are going over this election. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus for this country to have a great awakening. And Father, that everybody goes and votes. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus to get the church, get their butts up out of the pews and get down to the polls and vote in the righteous, vote for righteousness, vote for Trump, vote for the Republicans and get this thing turned around. Father, that you block any attempts of cheating, cause it to come short. Father, we command Satan to cease and desist in his attempts to destroy this country and this world. We command it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yeah. It really irritates me when I talk to church people that don't vote.
And they don't have any right to say it.
And it's about 50% of them. That's crazy. Well, we're not supposed to get political. If you don't get political, guess what you just did? You hid your head in the sand to the devil's devices. You're not looking up. See, they have a thing called the Black Robe Society, and that was the pastors. And they got tired. No, it's a good thing. The government got tired of the pastors having so much influence over the elections until they made them shut up. They passed special laws. We're not supposed to influence elections one way or the other. I'm going to just tell you, vote for Trump. Me and Jim got a deal worked out. If they throw me in jail, he'll throw me the bail. I don't care. We're at the point now, we either stand up for God or we've turned our back against him. And if you don't stand up to the devil, guess what? You don't have any right to gripe when the devil gets away with stuff. We have to stand and fight. We have to. Now, can I have a couple of people help me with the communion? The communion is the most intimate thing that you'll ever do with Jesus. This is you actually partaking of his body. You know, God gave us the communion for our healing. You know, and it's been turned into all kinds of different religious practices for different reasons, but this is what it's for. In fact, Paul said, the only reason that Christians are sickly and die early among you is because they don't discern the body of Christ. So how do we discern the body of Christ? To look at this bread and see the sacrifice of Jesus. See what happened to him in his passion. See what happened to that perfect, sinless body of Jesus when he got beaten and bruised. You know, the Bible tells us that he was beaten for our transgressions and he was wounded for our iniquities. And also, you look at this bread, you'll notice that there are stripes in this bread, and the Bible tells us that it's by his stripes that we were healed. And you look, and this bread's being pierced. Everywhere that Jesus' body was pierced, he shed blood, and we get redemption in some area for that. And this bread is slightly burned. That means the full wrath of God's fiery judgment, the judgment that was meant for us, was laid on Jesus. So we're partaking of this broken body, and we remember your sacrifice. We receive our healing in Jesus' name. That blood of Jesus is so perfectly pure and sinless that it's still alive. Think about this. That's why the Bible tells us in 1 John 1:7 that the blood of Jesus continually cleanses us from all sin. In order for it to do that, it has to still be alive. And that blood of Jesus washed away everything that was wrong between us and God and put us in right standing with him. And it's because of that blood that we can go boldly into the throne room of grace and receive mercy and grace in times of need. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Well, we are in a peculiar time. And we talked about how God is separating the tares from the wheat. And there's a crazy thing going on right now that everybody prays for Israel, and that's good. But did you know that there's different kinds of Jews? Yeah. See, they want us to pray for all of them. I want you to look over here to Revelations chapter 2. Verse 9. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. See, there are some people that call themselves Jews, and they are Satanists. They are absolutely horrible, horrible, nasty people. Not all Jews. You can't put them all in one little basket. Just like you can't put Americans in one happy little basket. You know, there's some people in America that hate America. They got citizenship. And in fact, they hold high places in government. They hate America. They're not Americans. you got to separate. There's people that call themselves Jews that are not Jews. If you want to know why, Ukraine is in the center of the spotlight right now. Because that is the breadbasket, that is the home of these Khazarian Jews. That is where they came from. They are the synagogue of Satan. They're Satanists. They got cornered and they said, you got to pick one of the three main religions. We don't care if you pick Islam or Christianity or Judaism, but you got to pick one of them. So they picked Judaism. They said, okay, we'll be Jews. These are the ones. These are the Jews that set up this evil banking system that we are under. I always wondered. I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but there was a group of Jewish people in Jerusalem that didn't accept Israel as being Israel. They said this is Rothschild's Israel. This is not God's Israel. And then that little Star of David started making sense. Why didn't they have seven candlesticks, a menorah on their flag? See, there's differences in people. And this is the evil people that God is removing. These are the evil people that have control of the wealth of the world. See, not only when you're studying the Bible, it'd be a good thing to study just a little bit of history, study just a little bit of geography, understand why things work the way they work. You'll start understanding what God's up to. You'll start understanding how some of these things happen. We are in the last days. We're getting ready to go into a whole new age. And it's not going to be the same old, same old. In the last days. So I've been hearing this ever since I started going to church. I started hearing about this transfer of wealth. I thought, what in the world are they talking about? Well, in the last days, there will be a transfer of wealth for the purpose of funding a great harvest of souls and for believers to have greater influence over society in the name of Christ. Don't you think it's about time for Christians to have more influence over our country? Don't you think it's time for Christians to have more influence over this world? See, the wicked have literally quadrillions of dollars, or they had quadrillions of dollars in their control. And that's being transferred over into the kingdom of light. As we speak right now, you just don't know how close you are to being liberated. Very, very close. Just like a lot of people have no idea how close we came to being utterly destroyed. I'm not talking about just having a hard time. It was going to be worse than being in Colombia. And they don't just hate Christians, they hate people. Now, there's going to be a great revival. I've been believing this for a long time, and I've been hearing about this for a long time, but I can also see a great religious collapse. There is a humongous religious collapse that is about to happen. I can see different churches that things are happening to them, different groups that huge things are happening to them. I'll be surprised that the Vatican is left standing when this is done. I'll be surprised if the Southern Baptist Convention even has a convention when this is done. We can already see what's happening to the Methodists. We're going to see it happening to the non-denominational. I have a really hard time believing that somebody needs to live in a $30 million house. God wants people to have wealth, but He wants it to be used responsibly, not hoarded up. I really have a hard time believing you need a $1 million car to drive around in. Well, see, God, He referenced those people too. He called them the Nicolaitans. You know, let's go over there. Revelation chapter 2. We'll talk about these Nicolaitans for just a little bit. You'll recognize them right away. This thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. What about these Nicolaitans? Who are these guys? In Revelation chapter 2, verse 6. He didn't like the Nicolaitans. He referenced some Jews that weren't Jews, but they were the synagogue of Satan. So we know we got some Jews that are not Jews, and we got some Nicolaitans. Now, these guys, they were a sect that accepted adultery. And that is okay. You can be Christian. We'll accept adultery, and you can eat food that's sacrificed to idols. They also didn't believe that God expected us to live by some kind of a life of morality. Now, does that sound familiar? It should. But it sounds familiar to a lot of churchgoers that decided it's okay to have abortions, it's okay to have gay pastors, it's okay to do all this, raise the rainbow flag in the churchyard. Wasn't that, they just busted a pastor up North Texas. They caught him in polygamy. He said, well, he was trying to explain to them how polygamy was okay. It's not. And then we got a group that seems to incubate the Freemasons. And they will stand up to you and argue with you all day long how the Freemasons are a good group of people. You're not going to find that in the Bible. It's going to be a rough going for a little bit. But God is going to bring His church together in the unity of the faith. You know, there's going to be a whole bunch of things that we thought were right and is not. And it makes people mad when I tell them, you know, they hold the King James Bible up and said, this is the only thing you should preach out of. Did you know King James was a Sodomite king? And He wanted complete control over the people. That's why He made it where they couldn't print the Bible that our forefathers had when they came over on the Mayflower. Because they taught how we were supposed to stand up against wicked governors. It's called the Geneva Bible. And then they started planting this King James on us. Or we were supposed to be submissive to the government. You're never ever supposed to be submissive to evil. Not ever, not once. Did you know that the first book published in America was the Geneva Bible? And they printed it to put it in schools. Christianity is supposed to infiltrate every square inch of our government, our schools, our country, and our world. Now you can see why there's so many laws set up by an evil government, passed by an evil government to try to quell Christianity. Because Christianity spawns liberty. Also, there's four things that you need to know about this great transfer of wealth that's about to happen. It's supernatural. Just like the Israelites leaving Egypt, Christians are going to receive great gifts for humanitarian efforts. See, it's not just so believers can be rich, rich, rich. It's going to fund the gospel. It's going to be for this great revival. Now, there's some bad seed that's been sown in our church. If you look into, let me get over here to Matthew chapter 3, verse 12. See, last time we talked about some seed that was sown amongst the believers that was not seed that God planted. Matthew chapter 3, verse 12 says, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. See, there's been tares sown among them. There's false doctrines that have completely flooded the church world. You know, there are things that are going on in the church world that is not of God. And God is going to burn that up. We have to stand up in the face of evil. The days of the church sitting passively by are gone. You know, you got to realize that we're less than a month and a half away of the final bell being rung. And you got to draw your line in the sand and figure out what side of the fence you're going to be on. Are you going to be on the side of righteousness, or are you going to be on the side of evil? There's going to be no more gray lines. And right now, if you vote for a Democrat, guess what you just did? And if you don't vote, guess what you just did? You must stand up. You know the devil's going to cheat. He's going to do whatever he's got to do to win. But he's not going to win. Righteousness wins. You know, another thing about this great transfer of wealth is that God, he gives you power to make wealth. He's going to give people witty inventions. There's also suppressed technologies. There's technologies that are just about ready to hit our world that's going to turn things inside out. Things that have been suppressed from us, hidden from us. Things that we really needed to know. Have you ever wondered about these skyscrapers that we build these days? Have you ever watched any of the process where they got cranes and they got, you know, the scaffolding and all this stuff? I mean, I'm a builder, and I'm always curious how things happen, how they build things. You know, and they got something that's 10 stories tall or 5 stories tall, and ours are always square, you know, and blocky and pretty simple. And then you look in these old pictures of these things that people that were riding around in wagons and had hammers and chisels, and they just built stuff that we can't even comprehend today. Have you ever wondered how that happened? One thing that the evil people, one of their philosophies says, if you control history, You control the present. And if you control the present, you control history. See, they write history down the way they want you to understand it. You've not been told the truth. Right now, we're breaking into a whole new era. We're going to know the truth. And in fact, Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. We're getting more and more truth. It's getting more and more revealed every day. Be awake. Be vigilant. One other thing about this great transfer of wealth is a social entrepreneurship. You know, just as Joseph, he was given access to the wealth of Egypt. Believers who are solving societal problems will be given access to this wealth. You know, there's people that are out there actually helping people. Did you know there's pastors that are actually out there helping people? They're not hoarding up wealth. You know, there's actually pastors that are not millionaires. If you talk to some non-believers, then they find out you're a pastor, say, oh man, you're one of those money hogs. You know, there's some pastors that have went over the deep end, and it's not going to go well for them. They've taught some pretty good things, but honestly, there's some things that are going on that aren't going to go well for them. They've got great influence over a lot of people. And there's a thing called pastor worship, and it's a crazy thing, but these people will believe so much in a pastor that if something happens to that pastor, they just scatter like rats. I've seen it before. I was in a town one time, everywhere I would ran into, I'd invite people to church all the time. I'd run into somebody and say, hey, I invite you to come to church. So I used to go there. I said, really? Yeah, I loved that pastor. Why don't you go there now? Oh, it's not the same. See, you loved the pastor more than God. The pastor went away. So you went away. You know, there's other pastors, and you can still go there and receive the gospel. We preached in a little church. We'd go up there every Sunday and preach. And at one time, this town had 250 people in it. And the pastor that was there said, well, since there's 250 people in town, there should be 250 people in church. There was 250 people in church. And then he showed up one day and said, well, God called me to go to this other town. And he just packed up and left. And the people scattered like seeds in the wind. And it wasn't the same without their old pastor, so they didn't go to church no more. That's pastor worship. That's not God worship. Also, we're going to have resources. One of the most irritating things that I can think of is when the church begs a community for resources to do a project. I hate that. We got conned into having a yard sale here one time. And this will never, ever happen again in this church. Ever again. It's not ever going to happen again. We're not going to beg the community for anything. Well, we got conned into this yard sale. And this, I will never forget this. This guy pulled up in front of the church. Jumped out of his pickup with a great big smile on his face that I got some junk for Jesus. You know what I wanted to tell him to do with that junk? You know, if you got some junk and you want to get rid of it, Go sell it. And then take the money and give it to Jesus if that's what you want to do. But don't give your junk to Jesus. See, God put Jesus on the cross. He said, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake you've been made rich because of his poverty." See, he blessed you with every spiritual blessing. Now there's an enemy that's been just hogging this wealth and cheating people out of this wealth, and he's been storing it underground. And God cracked his vault. Now there's some wealthy individuals that will become Christians for kingdom purposes. Now this is the main thing about this transfer of wealth. See, the Bible tells us that the wealth of the rich is stored up for the just. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for the just. That's Proverbs 1322, I'm sorry. Proverbs 1322 says, "The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just." The wicked has laid up quadrillions of dollars. Numbers that we can't even fathom. Somebody said, you know, Elon Musk is going to be the first trillionaire. You know, like, and they talk like that's a big number. But the piles of gold and silver and treasures that the devil has hoodwinked the world out of and took underground is quadrillion. That's laid up for the just. Now here's the thing. This transfer of wealth is to accelerate God's kingdom, his activity on this earth, not to simply make believers wealthy. We are going to have a great revival. That is going to happen. But we're also going to have a great religious cleansing. It's going to be a shaking, and it's going to be a big one. And it's happening right now as we speak. It's happening. There's things that are happening in a powerful way. Just know this, that God is taking us into this whole new dispensation. And it's not going to be anything like we're used to. It's going to be completely different. We're going to be liberated. This technology that's going to be released, you just can't even imagine. You remember Trump said he's going to take hospital bills down to zero? There's a reason for that. It's happening. It's happening right before our eyes. People that would discover something good, a witty invention, the devil would clamp that down so he could suppress people. God is setting us free. We're learning more and more truth every day. Just know this, that there have been tares sowed into this world. God planted good seed, and that seed is growing and producing fruit for him. He's going to have to replace the tares. He's going to have to take the tares out of the way. And the tares are being taken away. The Nicolaitans are going to be shaken to the core. The synagogue of Satan is going to be taken out. We're going to have a clean new world. You know, the Bible talks about a millennial reign. That's a time where we go out and we live in pretty much a land of peace where the devil is taken out of the way. Do you know that the whole world could actually live in peace? When there's not another country that's trying to steal the resources of another country, Did you know that the United States has been a strong arm for the devil to go steal the resources of other countries? We get lied to. They say, well, these guys did this. Well, actually, it was the CIA did this. And we went in there and wiped out millions and millions of people in the name of democracy. And that's what's going on in Ukraine right now. Ukraine is being cleaned up. The synagogue of Satan is being taken out. It is. Israel is going to get cleaned up. The United States is going to get cleaned up. The church is going to get cleaned up. There is nothing on the face of this planet that is going to be able to stand up to the blood of Jesus. It's all going to get washed in the blood. Amen? We'll live in peace. Live in prosperity. It's going to be a good time. Just know this, there's a few bumps in the road before we get there. Stand strong. Stay under the blood. Be diligent and keep stepping forward. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We praise you for everything that you are doing for us right now.